can't let Dr. Abbott get away with this. If he gets all the powers for himself, he'll be able to control the world.
I'm afraid there's not much we can do, my dear.
Diary, this is where Mr. Barrington was wrong. And only because he didn't know me very well at the time. You see, I don't back down easily. And when someone's done something wrong, I'm gonna do something about it. So I came up with an idea.
Oh my, that look on your face, you do seem determined.
Well, Tremendous Man said I have all the powers of all the superheroes. Maybe I can summon a power right now.
But how would you do that? You haven't even been trained.
Forgive me, Mr. Barrington, but I don't think we have time for training.
Oh, yes. You're right, of course.
So, I'm just gonna have to figure this out right now.
I started walking back and forth. I could feel all the powers inside of me bubbling up. If I could just tap into one of them. Only, I've never done it before, you know? But Diary, I was determined to do something.
Big Tara, think.
So there I was, thinking and thinking. I opened my eyes and looked around, sized up the height of the glass dome, and I knew that whatever superpower I summoned, it would have to be a power that would help us escape. And then, I knew exactly what power to use.
Are you all right, dear?
You bet I was all right. I opened my eyes, and I called out the power.
Okay, it's tremendous time. Summoning the power of Dinosaurus!
Diary, this was the craziest moment ever. There was a bright light all around me. I was actually summoning the power of the prehistoric superheroine known as Dinosaurus. The beautiful hero who got all their powers from the ancient dinosaurs.